the Rashi on the Mishnah. So Rashi Hazara Barachas, using a pitchfork, the ruach up to the winds. A Barer Pselus B'yadoi, person is removing the pselus by hand. Barachet is benapa with a sifter. Barer Parach Hani Kulu Chada. He, the merchant, asks these all three of the same thing. The Hafres Pselus Mitzech Oichol Naso Shlosh. All three are done to remove the pselus. So if it Rashi says, Lehabi b'mishkan, the malachas are learned from the Mishkan. There was no eifer in the Mishkan. L'shaych ala b'pas, pas l'shaych b'malachas a Mishkan. So it wasn't in the Mishkan, but rather, Abakula k'maisa, Havoy, all the other ones were b'samamonim shal tzevet tcheles, with the samamonim of the color of tcheles, bargomen, falashoni, the various different dyes. The Gemara Parak, the Gemara is going to ask the Shabbat Tana Mevasha the Habib of Samamonim, but not at Oifa. Rather than saying Mevasha, which would have been the correct conclusion of this list, it says Oifa instead. Where is Kasha? Mishirun Shalelut Kegregris. All of these are Kegregris, Kutz Mecheresh to Bechol Shehu, the Kaman Parak Abayna. Cheresh is Chai Bechol Shehu. This is all through the process of the wool they use in the Mishkan. Hamalabno is mechavse benor, that's washing it in the river. Hamanapso is carpet, but the laz, it's combing it. Hamesech is ordir, is arranging it. But the nirin leech, shenos and shneichut, the mesech, a base nir, is putting two threads through the base nir, through the heddle is the whole base near. I'm not sure of the I don't know. It's probably called a heddle. The guy says a malavin. Not that it helps you anymore by calling it a heddle, right? The guy says a malavin. The kulu enuf mafarish shiurim and the kamon perik arik. These have different shiurim, and these will be discussed later on in perik arik. But says monatik, he removes. Why is he removing? These two chutim have too much. He pulls away from the umaklishin and thins them. The tzarech for the purpose of making the beggar look better. These were used in the ureas. We're coming for us, my kosher, my matarika. Where was the kosher and where was the matar? I mean, there was sewing the different things together. There was weaving them. Where was the tying and untying? Whatever the korea, but ureas. Those were in the ureas, putting the ureas together and taking them apart. Amanath lit for Pomim Shanekav Ogul and Yachal Terfer Yav. Sometimes there would be a gap which is round, it doesn't sew well together. Okay, in Kura, you would tear it apart. In Farshah Gemara, Gemara said that there would sometimes, at least one step in the Gemara says that sometimes you'd have a little insect that would bore a hole, you would have to pull it out, put it back together again to sew it up. Alakresh lit for the Habib Mishkan. Rashi says that Kareya Shlomanas lit for wasn't in the Mishkan. So Rashi seems to say that the reason why Kravanas lit for is the definite is in the Mishnah as opposed to Kravanas, it should be the Kalkol, is because we're looking at the Mishkan, this is the way it was on the Mishkan. So the malacha isn't kareya, which is a masakin. The malacha is kareya manaf litver. That's what Rashi seems to be holding. Which would answer the second issue, which we raised. Why is it mentioned by these almanas? Because the way it was found in the Mishkan was only in the form of almanas litver, or almanas this. So and the question now is, do we at least say, on some level, either as an av or as a tolda, then any form of masakin is also still be chayiv. or is it specifically specifically limited to this? Sadas Tzvi, Bekomalachas Arai, Noigas Betachashim.
I mean, the concept of Makalkel, isn't that a more general concept?
Right, correct.
So anyway, even if you didn't have almas,
correct, right. In other words, even if the way it was on the Mishkan wasn't specifically almanas litur, or he wouldn't say you need that, you would still need almanas lasakin. It has to be some type of a tikkun, and stam tearing is not going to be chayiv. But if I tear, the Chavos Chaim has, Ram says that tearing papers which are glued together is a told of Kareya. Gluing them together is a told of Tefer, and tearing them is a told of Kareya. So Chavos Chaim says, remember aerograms?
Yeah.
Right? So he says, so over there, when you tear apart an envelope, there's no ticket to get the letter. So there's no tikkun in the envelope. The envelope is mekulkel. There's a tikkun or something else. That's not called a tikkun. But over here, when you tear apart the letter, now you can read the letter. So the Chabad Chaim has a bir aloch about it. It's a mishin mem. Is that called the malach of kareya? Or is kareya specifically amanas to do something? There is amanas literally to do something with that which you've torn apart, or is it to do something with them over here? He says, maybe you are called to do something with them, but that's where he touches on those type of cases.
It's interesting, it's within that is the concept of opening mail on Shabbat.
Well, the question was Amir Lachem. You want it over, you're talking about the Reis, you're talking about the Rabbanon. Okay. But so does it, see? Chomalechas Uroi, all of the process of this, the hides is the Nogas B'tchashim was Mishkan Barasen. There was an animal called the Tachash, which was used in the Mishkan. The skins were used in the Mishkan. So that's Svi is just an example. A modern example of instead of Tachash, and have a Tachash, but it's not a Gemara. Hamocha is the Or, you would be Maleachit. Macha is Megarasara, remove the hairs. Mechatcha, Mechatzi, Mechatcha, the Betsu, so it's a Dolim, cut it up into use it for purposes. Kesemechel kamon mefarish l'mayim boy the Mishkan. Where was it used? Where was it writing in the Mishkan? Shekain roishman al kurashi haMishkan. Leda Eze ben Zugar. The moral of the story, you're supposed to put them back always in the same order. So they would mark it on them to know where they fit in. What was their pair? Where they went together. They would write two letters on each to correspond. So the first one would be an aleph and an aleph, next one would be beis and a beis, and you would, so forth. Moichik, where was the racing? They made a mistake, they would correct it.
So wasn't that Betzim in the
Mishkan? There's Betzim in the human reality. I always found that interesting. Mechava Maver be'esha tachas do shasavon, and they would cook the dyes. They would light a fire. Makapatish hugemar kol malacha. That's the end of the process of malacha. Shekin umen makap akurnus ala sedin lahachlikoi begemar malacha. A person would bang on the anvil to smooth it out at the end of the process of the malacha. And that we'll talk about much more later on. Makapadish will resurface at the beginning of Perek HaBoina. Talks about Makapadish over there, and it comes up again a few other places. Makapadish is showing exactly what Makapadish is. Is it the last part of the process of the Malacha? Excuse me. Rashi seems to learn it was the Malacha Betzim is done. He's finished banging out the metal. The metal is done, etc. The Rashi later on actually says a different Mishat Makapatish. Makapatish was that every once in a while in the that he would smooth out the hammer to make sure the hammer is if you're banging out metal, so as you're doing it, you could possibly create a, you hit very hard. I guess you could make a, some type of imperfection in the metal in the called the ball. What's it called? The ball of the hammer, the head of the hammer. So you would bang it itself directly on itself directly on the anvil to smooth it out. So Rashi says over here seems to be saying at the end that that was done at the end of every time, and when you would finish your process, before you put your hammer away, you wanted to have your hammer smooth. You would do that in order to make it ready to use the next time. So that was the end of the process of the malacha, but it wasn't even part of the malacha, process of the malacha and the item. So that's what is makapata. Can makapata refer to the last thing done in the item, or refer to something which is like done like after the process is finished? Then you add on this last little thing that you do.
How does the, I mean, here when we're talking about the writing the letters, it sounds like you don't need to have a word, right? And before we're talking about Yashem Yashima.
That's one of the Machshavas Hashem. Interesting. Yeah, you don't need a word, you need something which will be will accomplish a function. So, but now, for. The Mishnah says it might be that that's called Roshem, which is the more, this is really, I mean, there's just two symbols. But it has to be meaningful, right? But just writing, you know, a person's, in regards to Malachas Machsheva Shabbai, a person wants to write something more, and he writes two letters which are not intelligible as of himself, that wouldn't be called the malacha.
Okay, but just being back to the Shem Yishimon, I haven't written anything that's, I guess, in this context intelligible. In other words, it's not.
Well, that's the case over there with the pasuk that even though, you know, since I intended to write it and I did write two letters. And when the result was something which had some type of a chashivus to it, because it's even though it's not what I wanted, so but it's like part of the process. I mean, I need a pasuk to be marbed that that's chayiv. That's a chiddush of the pasuk. Without it, I wouldn't have said it. One of the things I want to point out, Yerushalmi says, this is I don't remember the Torah on it. Yerushalmi says that there was a fiyah in the Mishkan. In the lechem upon him, and that they would bake the lechem upon him. So now, this is what we're discussing here: melechas haMishkan. I mean, obviously there were different things done in the avodas haMishkan. Lechem upon him is pashas; it's part of the avodas haMishkan, not part of the melechas haMishkan. Yishami says that that's where the Zoifer was. It was in lechem upon him. But what's interesting is. Whereas, you know, it seems to talk about lechem upon him as part of the process of binyan mishkan. It talks about the day of lechem upon him. It's not just mentioned. On the parts of the menorah, it says, make the menorah. You make the neighbors, you make the. It doesn't say, and you will light. You will light the menorah. But the end of the, but the last line of the shulchan, when asata al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid, the tzibur of putting the lechem panim on the shulchan is at the end of, is brought in the pasuk of it doesn't say rather he says you make the mizbeach. It doesn't say you're makir, you burn a kabbalah. I mean, you do. This second, I don't talk about that. But in the Parshas Truma, where it talks about making the mizbeach, it doesn't talk about, and you'll put dam and you'll burn things over there. The Relechem upon whatever reason, it says it over there. So that's why the Yerushalmi feels that it's included. Whatever the understanding of that is, it's included in the Parsha of Melechus of Mishkan as opposed to the Parsha of Avodas of Mishkan. Okay, something more. Binyan Olam Ali, I think you should be familiar with now with this phrase. Omer Birchon, Shimason, Kula Mehalem Echo, there's Eschai Bekalachas Va'achas. That's why it says, it points out that there's 39 of them. Okay, Ezrei Bechoresh, Michti, let's think. Michra Karbi Beresha, first you plow, and then you plant, then you sow. So listen, Cheresh, Vahadu listen, Zerei, so the order should be Cheresh and then Zerei. The more answers, Tana Bar, so good. This Tana is, live in Eretz Yisrael, that where in Eretz Yisrael, desire Bereshit b'Hodor Karbi, they would plant and then they would then plow again. So they would plow once, put the seeds in, they would plow a second time. That's also called Cheresh. Okay. Tona, London Abraisa has Zareya. So now let's talk about Zareya. Person is Zareya something, which is the Hazermer, which is pruning, which you're taking something away, but thereby allowing the tree to grow better. So it's also part of the process of making something grow. Vanatea, which is planting the tree, by Mavrich. Mavrich is to take a vine and to bend it back down into the ground and replant it a second time, so it's rooted twice. Mahamarkev, which is grafting, kol malacha achas, saying they're all under the same malacha. Versus my kamash, what is the point that you're trying to tell me? So we know there's a concept called toldus. Ha kamash malon ha isem malachas har b'main malacha achas is enochay malachas. It goes under the concept she had in the first mishnah. That these would all call malachas harbam ein malacha achas, and the only guy of one for all of these malachas. Amar Rav Acha, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Ami, Zermer is chayv, person who does pruning, is chayv b'shem neteya. He's chayv because of neteya. It's part of planting a tree, and neteya. Hamavrich, Hamarkiv, is Chai Vashem Zareya. All those are Chai, there's Zareya. The Mordechai says Mishum Zareya in Mishum Latea Loi, and Ma'af Mishum Zareya. So Mordechai says that Mavrich and Markiv are really a form of Neteya. So Mordechai says, some more saying, don't think that they would be told us of Neteya. They're called told us of Zareya. So if a person would do them together with Zareya, we also call he's doing the same type of malacha. So a person does Markiv or Mavrich together with Neteya, we understand that's the same malacha. But you would think that they're much further removed from Zareya. And it's sort of a malacha, so we're pointing out that it's the same malacha. Okay. Omer Kahana Zermer B'tzarech Le'etzim, a person prunes, and while he's pruning, he's planning to use the wood for the purpose of making a fire. Or some other purpose. So chayiv shtayim. Now he's going to be chayiv twice. One action will be chayiv twice. Achas mishum katzer. It's an act of reaping. It's harvesting something which is growing
out of the ground for a purpose. He's taking the wood, he's cutting the wood to use the wood. So that's the melach of kaitzer. V'achas v'shem natei, and he's also helping the tree to grow better. Rav Yosef Haiman, the kotel aspasta, a person who's going to... aspasta was a type of a very quick-growing grain that you would cut it down and it would grow back. And you would cut it in order to grow back, and you would get more than one growth out of the season. You only cut it once at the end of the season, though it would grow the X amount. If you'd cut it, it would grow back, replenish itself, so you could get more out of the season by doing so. So it comes out, he's also, he's going to be Chayav Shtayim, Achaz Hashem Kertzer, Achaz Hashem Nateya, Pasha should be Zareya. Amr Abaya, Haiman the Konev Silka. So Rashi says you would be taking beets out from where they're attached in the ground. So it's Chayav Shtayim. So he's taking the beets out, but it also helps him to grow back better. Okay, Zok Rashi. Minyan Lamanli, the Misli, Abbas Malachas, Zareh, Bacharish, Anachazina, E. Arboim Nino, I'll see how many they are. And the Gears decides, Abram Chasarachas Nino. Shima saw. Even if he would forget all of the malachas, he'd be able to chai for all of the malachas together. The Bach changes the gifts to kama chatos chai b'lom. It's coming not to tell you that you're chai many chatos, it's coming to tell you how many chatos you are chai. Micha Karbi is Kershen, it's the plow. Versus all kosher, he the land is hard. You can't cover it, after you put the seeds in, you want to cover it over again. You need the plow to do that. That also goes under the malacha of Charesh. It's helping the tree grow. We're all part of the same malacha of Zareya. The same malacha is Harbei. So it does melacha is harbei. The main melacha ach is only chayav one. Zareya av melacha, teya nami av melacha. Rashi says that the teya is a parallel av melacha to zareya. It's not a tolda. Tanu zareya. That's planting. Planting a sapling is. It's not a tolda. That's the process of planting. That's how you plant the tree. It's just doing a different item. Okay, Mavrach and Markov, Rashi says that Mavrach and Markov are called Ovis to him. Abel Zolmer is Zomer is a Tolda. The Zomer is a Tolda. So Rashi introduces now the concept of parallel Ovis. In other words, even though there was one way of doing it in the Mishkan, the specific item was done in the Mishkan. Rashi says, if it's going to be, even though it's going to be something different, that's not, doesn't demote it to a status of a tolda, that's just the same av being done in a different item, which we might refer to with a different name, you know, because we differentiate between Zareya and Noteya in our language, but Batsim, it's the same, totally the same process of putting something into the ground to grow. That part of Rashi is one level of a Chiddush. And Rashi takes it as a Chiddush writer, Mavrach and Markov are also called Ovis. They're also, so, when, according to Rashi, the Rama seems to hold this also, that when it says, Malachas haba main Malacha Achas, so normally you think of Avon Atolda, he says, no, it means parallel Ovis. Avon Atolda, it's only Chayav 1, but that's goes under the concept of an Avon Atolda. Atolda is like subsumed under the Av, so obviously it's only Chayav 1. The Chiddush over here is an Av. An av and a tolda, two ovis which are similar to each other. Bishul and oifa. Oifa is not a tolda. This is taking the item which you're producing and using the fire to process it and get a cooked result. You can do that in bread, a dough, you can do that in a chicken, you know.
So do it in a die. So that's not an av and a tolda. That's the av, that's the same av in different items. I find marich and markov to be a chiddush. You know, that's a different type of an action than the action of planting something. Even so, it's a different. I mean, I hear it. I see it also. Like, it's a different type of a process than the process of planting. Normally, it's taking an item which is already living, growing, etc. If it's not living right now, in the sense of it's not on the ground, right. So right now it's in a state of, it's a state of makutzer, which will not live, and then you take it and you put it in the ground and it grows. Mavrich is a different type. I see Mavrich as a different process. Right. Saying so, but Rashi says Zomer is a tolda, and the logic behind that is Zomer is taking away. So Rashi says as long as you're putting in, that's still called the ab. When you're planting but taking away, that's already, it has to be a tolda. It's a totally different type of a process, but the result, the goal is the same. So Rechayim Hashem told us to tell you to the tzmuchi of it.
So these parallel avos, how many times would you be chayim?
One. So that's all goes under the osim melacha tzarim mei melacha achas. Abul Zomer is a tolda. Zomer pruning is a tolda. So Zomer is chayim. Mishum told us Nateya the Litzmuchi of it is made to grow. Nateya Gufay Bechin Mavrach America is Chaim Mishum Zareya. What does it mean? Farmer Inu Nami Zareya Hain. He said Av Vizroyim. He said Av Ilonus. These are different. It doesn't mean it's a told of Zareya. It means it's the same idea as Zareya. Therefore, it's the same Av. Mishum Nateya Loi. So you're telling me that Mavrach America, if you do it to the Chayv Mishum Zareya, which means if you do it with Zareya, only Chayv one. If you do it in Nateya, you're Chayv two. That's not true. Ema afishim zareya. The hazriya bilonis viobadle behadi zareya mechayiv chadar basuloi. It's telling you, obviously, you do it in the tay, you're chayiv one. If you do it with zareya, also you're only chayiv one. Zareya lahatzmiach a gaffin. He's pruning to make the vine grow. The tzarchle eitzim lahasach, he's going to use the wood for fire. Mishum the tzarchle hem, have you told the kaitzer, the tzarch nami lixer. That's what the process of xir is. Kolas, basta shech shachas. Type of grass. The question is, you cut it three times a month over the growing period, and it keeps growing back. You cut off the beets, and they grow back. Okay, Hacharish. Now, the Mishnah spoke about Hacharish, spoke about it second, so. We're talking about we address the order. I mean, then we address the malacha zareya. Now we go back to chorish, which is listed second in the Mishnah. Tana chorish, person plows, a chayfer digs, a chorates makes a ditch. Kula malacha achasen. All the malacha of digging up the ground for a purpose. Amar b'sheishes hoyzelo gavshushis menotla bebaye menotla. Person has a mound, a little mound of the ground, and he removes it. So the bayis is chai mishum baina, land dirt floors. So this little mound didn't make the house function well. So removing the mound, the floor work didn't work. There was a little bump in the floor as you trip. So removing the mound was that you'd have a better floor. So that's part of the binyan of the bayis. And besada is chai mishum charish. Again, so the bump over there is a problem. You can't plow, you can't plant well. So removing the bump helps you plant. So that's part of the malach of Chorish is getting the ground ready to plant. Amarav ha'ishal aguma, there was a hole, batima money, and he filled it up. Bebayis chay mishum b'ano, besada mishum Chorish. Again, if there's a depression, so you're not going to get, it won't grow in the same level as everything else, so that's also part of Chorish. Amarav, Rabbi Abba, ha'chayver b'aguma b'shabas ha'nasarach al ha'afra, we have this in Mesaptis Beya, is Potter Ola. He's Potter. Philip Rehuda, Dharma Malach, and Shil Guva, Skaib Ola, Hanimele Mesakin, Haimakalkulhu. So the guma is a kilkul, even though he's getting the dirt, which is beneficial for him, but the guma itself is a kilkul. That, so, and the malacha is done in the karka. It's on the karka shaboy, it's a kilkul. So Rashi is chareitz is oisach ritzim mekarki making ditches malach achas and the same malach in chaybal achas to kulu rpuya ara avida, they're made to loosen up the ground, get, remove it, make it usable. Gavshushes tail cut in a little bound. Mabayashach binyan shemiskavan lahashes kriyasa, it's called binyan, he's flattening out the floor of the house. Guma batima ba'ofer, he fills up with dirt. Hanu chareish sha'ofer shemila boy havi rofi. The title is Riyat. Rashi says it's called Charesh because the dirt you put in is soft. Vishal Karaka Lias Nizr Sham Imasada. And it's usable to be able to plant. A little bit difficult with the record. El Afra Lachas is, so he uses it to cover dirt or something like that. Patrol out. Ben Kamashim Binyan. Bias. It's not called building the house. The Kilkalhu. Zriyan Nami Lachazi. It doesn't help you. Yeah, hole, you can't plant. Elaim. If you needed the holes, that's in the house, then you call bina. You made a hole to store something in. Rabbi Yehuda Perakim Tzniyah Kamimotza is a mace b'mita. He holds his chayv, and still he was chayv. Masakin Kamimotza is a mace l'kavrei. Ain't a tzarich l'gufa d'itzor. Below the mace, Ella Lefanis mace. The case was, his goal was to get it out of the house. So that's not the malachah. He doesn't need it in spot X. He needs it not here. So Rashi understands the idea of a person doesn't need to bury the mace because he wants to bury the which, you know, psychologically have to understand what that means, but the goal is to get it, the case of his goal is to get it out of the house there. He doesn't really need to have it there. The tzichlagufa being he needs to have the item from here to there. Okay. But this case is Makalko, it's based on his Makalko the bike.